Yet. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by the Parent House. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, afternoon. Thanks for being here, getting things going on a Monday of Inside Douglas County. And Sergeant First Class Nick Marshall of the National Guard came in. Who'd you bring in with you today?
And I brought in some of my friends from Sutherland High School. I have Mr. Kevin Hunt, who is the principal of the high school, and his wife, Alicia, from middle school, who's one of their counselors.
Or the counselor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So, Nick, you, when you were kind of formulating the idea for this program, you were telling me about something that goes on out at Sutherland High School. Kind of maybe explain what it is.
So I got to give her all the credit. We're here to talk about the Sutherland High School Veterans Visitation Day. And Mrs. Hunt talked to me 6 years ago about bringing the National Guard in for a color guard. So we did that. And when I looked around the room, I was just like, wow, this is something that I'd really like to participate in with a little bit more effort in the next years to come. And really what it is a day that the veteran community of Douglas County comes to the school and they meet with students one-on-one, and the students can interview them. And, of course, the veterans have a presentation that they give, but it's a great opportunity for the students to connect with living history and hear their side of the story of their time in World War II or all the way up to currently serving military members that served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it just really is a special event.
So, Alicia, where did you get this idea?
I heard about the idea sort of from Roseburg High School. They do something similar years ago, and I like the idea, but we just wanted to do my own little spin on it. So I asked the principals at the time, can I do this? They said, yeah, and gave me the green light. And so I brought in 22 veterans my first year, and now we're somewhere between 40 to 45 veterans that come in. I just really wanted to bring those stories to our students, especially World War II. I mean, it's not going to be long, and we're not going to have very many of them left. So we really want to bring those stories so that they can be preserved and passed on for generations to come.
Now, you work at the middle school, but this is held at the high school, right?
Yeah, it's a middle school-high school combination event. So we actually have all 600 of our students get a chance to come in and meet with them when they have their social studies or U.S. history class.
So it's in not a big assembly format, though. It's a lot more intimate.
It is. We start the day, we kick the day off with an assembly to honor our veterans, where we usually show some pretty cool videos of kids talking about, being their thanks for men that have, and women that have given their service time. And we also present them with a thank you gift that's made from our welding or our wood shop department during that. So we just kind of honor them with a big assembly, and then they'll make their ways back to their tables, and students make their way in when they have class.
So, Kevin, when this idea first came up, what were your thoughts?
Well, I thought it was a great idea. I know Alicia didn't share, but, you know, her passion comes, I think, from people like that we know, like Sergeant Marshall, and also, you know, her father is a Vietnam veteran. My stepdad's also a, you know, Vietnam veteran. And my dad was in the National Guard as well. So I think just having that family connection for her was huge, and putting it together and all those stories, you know, she hears from her dad. And I think sometimes, you know, some of those stories that, you know, get brought up at home sometimes, you know, kind of hit you hard. And so just the passion that she had for it, I thought it was great. And, you know, I was teaching at the school at the time, and it's a wonderful event. And every year, I would say that it's probably the highlight of the year for our students.
You know, I was thinking a few years back when my kids were still in school, and, you know, one of them, they were very different students in terms of what they were interested in. But when you would say history, they would say, oh, you mean like when Clinton was president? And they'd heard the other things in classes, but it seems like with all the high technology, fast moving social media, that people really, you know, if you're a teen now, really the 90s is the old days, and beyond that, you don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's why I think this is so important, because those stories are certainly ones that are hard to you can't tell that in a history book, you know. So to sit down face to face and be able to get those, the opportunity to hear what they went through and what it was like for them, kind of first person, is just incredible. I learned so much each time on that day.
And it sounds like you started learning this from your father.
Yeah, I did. So, I heard lots of Vietnam stories. My dad actually signed up for the Air Force to try to avoid Vietnam. He knew he was going to be drafted, went to basic training, and his number got called, and off to Vietnam he went. So I heard a lot of stories from him. Luckily, he wasn't in the thick of most of it, but there were a lot of guys that were. So,
how long was he in service?
He was in there for 4 years.
And Kevin, you mentioned that your stepdad, was it, that was in as well? What kind of things did you hear about along the way?
I haven't heard a lot. He's shared a couple stories with me. And I can just tell that, you know, the time that he's in there, he, you know, he has some, you know, some feelings, you know, about Vietnam that, you know, that are tough to open up, you know. And I think the biggest, I guess, sign that I see from time to time in both stepdad and my father-in-law are the fact that, you know, when they sit down, there's certain movies or something that come on, and how, you know, they just quietly excuse themselves from the room, you know, and you can tell in those moments that that's having a huge impact on them. And then you just see how high regard they hold other veterans. And, you know, that kinship within, you know, that brotherhood that I don't understand, because I've never been part of the service, but just how you can be a complete stranger, you know, but you're still their brother, you're still their friend. And so I see that a lot, and that's pretty special.
Nick, as we've talked about before, sometimes, especially for the older veterans, it's hard to get them to open up and tell those stories. I mean, some of them are pretty raw, pretty, mm-hmm. you know, it just brings up a lot of bad vibes, a bad, you know, death of friends, and all the mm-hmm. things that go with being in a big conflict like that goes on for many years. And it sounds like doing something like this, you know, they've got time to kind of prepare, and mm-hmm. what do they want to share? But I'm sure that sometimes it's a little tough to convince some of these folks to actually come and talk to the kids.
Sure. And, you know, we want to send out an invitation to veterans that are listening today, that if they would like to participate in something like this, they can contact the school, or they can hit us up on our Facebook page, which is the Sutherland High School's Veterans Visitation Day. I think I got it. You know, we have a vetting process and make sure they can pass a background check. And we have some rules, like no weapons are allowed to come, but veterans can definitely bring, like when I've participated, I've brought my medals. I brought this little reflective belt that we had to wear at night. And it's a silly story, but it's something the media would never cover, and it's something that will never be in a history book. But you had a greater chance of getting hit by a military vehicle at night on a base in Iraq than you ever did getting attacked by the enemy. So, you know, if God forbid you left anything anywhere without your reflective belt. And so these are the little stories that I was able to share that it's kind of a big deal to a lot of veterans' history in Iraq and Afghanistan, but nobody really knows about them unless you sit down and talk to somebody who was there. But you know, to answer the question about like the veterans coming and participating, I think there's a lot of great things about it, because people, they have their opportunity to tell their story, you know. And you know, I'm very fortunate, and I've said this many times on the radio, that when I came home from Iraq or Egypt or anything like that, like Douglas County welcomed us wide open, and they thanked us for our service, and man, it's the greatest feeling in the world. But I realized that there was a generation before us that didn't have that welcome home. And you know what? The American people maybe didn't treat them with as much respect as they deserved. Regardless, this is another opportunity where our students can, and I like how I say our students, because I like being a part of this gig, that, you know, they can thank them for their service and welcome them home and hear what they have to say. And it's in an environment that veterans should feel comfortable being able to share that. And I just think it's super special to be able to watch the veterans of the past share that with our students.
And Nick, as you might remember, in 2015, when we had a big group come back mm-hmm. from the Middle East, I got a chance to go down to Medford mm-hmm. and come back as part of that convoy. Yeah. And though I'd heard about it from others who'd done it previous years, it was, you know, and I was never in the military, so it was a little, you know, it was kind of interesting to watch. And we were actually doing reports live on the radio coming down the freeway, and the parade through Roseburg and all of that sort of thing. But to be on a 100-mile stretch of the road and see people random overpasses with signs and everybody from well-dressed guys in their dress uniforms to biker dudes on Harleys and everybody in between out there as a part of that event was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Conversely, I know that coming back from especially Vietnam was not so
fun. The case. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, not to change the subject, but along with it, one of the things that I'm passionate about this event is regardless of the branch of military, regardless of the uniform, and regardless of the time of service, when the veterans get together, it's really cool to just watch everybody hang out from a veteran's perspective. Like, you get, like I say, you got the Iraq veterans hanging out with the World War II veterans and the shenanigans that go on and talking a little bit of smack about each other to the brotherly love that we all have in common. That's really neat. And I think the students pick up on that as well, is that we're a unique group of people. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool to share that experience with the students as well.
Time for a break at Inside Douglas County Part 2. When we come back, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming up at 1 on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Kevin Hunt's the principal of Sutherland High School. Alicia Hunt, the counselor at Sutherland Middle School. And Sergeant First Class Nick Marshall of the National Guard talking about, okay, Nick, what's the big name for the event again?
Sutherland High School's Veterans Visitation Day.
And what's the date for it?
The 13th of February, 13th.
So, Alicia, this year is the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. Did I get that right?
Yes.
So how are you going to kind of mark that with this event?
So last year we started to try to honor some sort of historical event that happened. And so Nick put together a video last year that honored the end of World War I. It was the 100th anniversary of that. So he's putting a video together this year to honor the end of World War II because it's 75 years since that happened. We were kind of surprised when we looked that up. But 1945. So 75 years since that ended. So we're going to do a little video to kind of honor that. And then any World War II veterans that we have, we're hoping we have about 6 coming this year. We're going to give them a little special recognition right after the video. So,
Kevin, how do you make this work with a school schedule that has all kinds of demands for your time?
Well, I think, you sit down and make a schedule because that works for this event because it is such a valuable experience. And so this is one of the truly value-added pieces of education. So, I think we're sticking with about the similar schedule that was started with 6 years ago. The assembly takes roughly about an hour out of the day, which is a typical assembly schedule for us. And then throughout the day, it's just the social studies classes rotating through. And Alicia's done a great job setting up the schedule for that and coordinating with the social studies teachers at both the high school and the middle school to make sure that kids come in, transition smoothly. They come in for a class period, and during that time they get to be with, I think it's three veterans during that time, so they hear three different stories, and it's a pretty smooth operation. She's done a great job with the event, and all the credit to her, really. I want to say
totally.
on that side of it.
So is it kids then in all of the grades in middle school and high school that are able to be part of this?
Yeah. Yep. All classes, when they hit their social studies or U.S. history class, they walk them over. As they enter, we give them a table number to go sit down. So they'll go find that table, sit down. They have about 15 minutes with that veteran before they rotate to the next one. And it kind of works out really well. And then back to class they go.
Almost speed dating,
but with veterans.
And a chance to hear these stories. What kind of what's the diversity of the reactions that you see watching kids as they hear these stories?
You know, it's you're right. There's a lot of big variety from students. Yeah. So many of them just, they don't want to go back to class. Can we just stay one more period? I'm sorry, you can't. Yeah. But I think if you had to sum it up as one, I think they're all just emotionally touched in some way or have gained some insight on some history they didn't know about. So that's good.
And every veteran brings something different to the table. So we have a gentleman from World War II and Korea that served on submarines. And he literally, like, was a signalman where he brings his flags that he had on these submarines, and he teaches the kids, like, phonetics, Morse code, you know, because, you know, back in the day, they didn't get on Snapchat and just send out a message like, hey, we're ready to roll. You know, these guys, he taught these kids how to do this stuff, and it's the coolest thing to watch. And then we got another gentleman that just recently passed away that fought in World War II, and he'd bring flags from Nazi Germany and let the kids see them and touch these things. And so there's a lot of art to it as well. It really touches on history, the kids from the different departments with the metals and wood shop making things. It's really big for the community to be involved with the high school students. So we're closing those generations, and it's another opportunity for the school to be involved with the community. There's just so many aspects to it that support the educational value. But I really think there's an emotional value of it too, where, you know, these students can hear, like, some of these guys that were overseas, how they communicated home with their wife and their family through letters, you know, or they didn't get to talk to somebody for months to a year at a time. Mm-hmm. And the students gain a greater appreciation for what they have. Mm-hmm. And I really think that's the important value of it, because I believe our society is at a time where they take a lot of things for granted. And when they hear these stories, they walk away appreciating what they have. And in turn, whether or not, whatever their life choice is, they want to give something back to their community and do some sort of service because of the testimony that they've heard from these people.
What's a letter?
Yeah, exactly.
You think about that, because there's been times that you and I have communicated in various, you know, ways while you were in the Middle East. But you think about, wasn't that long ago, you got a letter. You got a letter once in a while, and that's what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, some of them will ask that question. So you didn't call home? No.
Yeah.
So it's a light bulb moment, I think, a lot of times for a lot of kids, learning all kinds of aspects of what went on. And what I appreciate is that when they visit with the World War II veteran, when I have them rotate, I usually try to have it rotate to a different era in time. Mm-hmm. And so they'll get, you know, kind of the history piece. You know, they might visit with a World War II vet and then visit with a currently active serviceman. And so they'll get, okay, what was it like back then? What is it like now? And so they'll kind of gather that through their visits. And so that's a really neat part of the day too. I know Nick, when he brought kind of his memorabilia, he would talk about, I had air conditioning. I had a cot to sleep on. I had, you know, and the World War II guys are
lucky to get boots.
Yeah. So just being able to gain the insight from that is such a magical thing that happens that day for a lot of our students.
Now, I can think of at least one or two people that this would apply to, but I believe they both passed away. Have you ever had any in that were prisoners of war?
I can't think of any. We had a guy, lucky enough to have him our first and second year, and then he has passed away, that was in Germany and was rescued by the American soldiers.
Yeah.
Dirk Kreisman, mm-hmm. and he came over. So his story was just such a special one still to me. But I haven't actually had anybody that I know of that's been a prisoner of war. That would be really cool to add that dimension to it, for sure.
So the event is coming up when?
February 13th.
And pretty much runs much of the day then?
Yes. It kicks off at 9 o'clock. And it'll run the rest of the day.
But obviously, for people who are listening, it's set up as an education event for the kids, not for something for people to just show up at. Right?
We do have some guest seating, so if people did want to come and just watch the assembly, they can come in and see that. But as far as the visits with the veterans themselves, we reserve that for our students.
All right, Nick, before they start the music, if there's a veteran that wants to get connected with this, give them the info real quick.
Yeah, they can hit us up on the Facebook page for the Sutherland High School's Veterans Visitation Day. And we need to make an acronym, like the military, right? and then we can talk to you about participating. Also, if you're interested in checking it out, just to watch, we're going to try and do some live on the Facebook page, and then, of course, we'll make some videos of the interviews with the veterans if they give us permission, and we'll put those out.
Nick Marshall, Alicia Hunt, Kevin Hunt, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by The Parent House. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN. QEN.